right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You know, I'm reading an 11-point plan by Senator Rick Scott, letting people know what Republicans are going to be doing to this nation if they regain control over the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And make no mistake about it, it's possible that they could do just that. But keep in mind that this is what their plans are. And I'm really amazed that they would put this out in the public. And I would be ashamed to put this out in the public, especially before the election. Because many people are going to look at this and say, many of those things they're talking about includes me and my family. And they're not talking about things that are positive on in that sense. Number eight, family. We will protect, defend, and promote the American family at all costs. The nuclear family is crucial to civilization. It is God's design for humanity, and it must be protected and celebrated. To say otherwise is to deny science. The fanatical left seeks to devalue and redefine the traditional family as they undermine parents and attempt to replace them with government programs. We will not allow socialism to place the needs of the state ahead of the family. You got to be kidding. Gender life, number nine in science. Men are women, women are women, and unborn babies are babies. We believe in science. Well, he's a rocket scientist, huh? Men and women are biologically different, male and female. He created them. Modern technology has confirmed that abortion takes a human life. Facts are facts. The earth is round. The sun is hot. There are two genders. There are two genders, and abortion stops a beating heart. To say otherwise is to deny science. That's the great Rick Scott. Can you imagine they're talking about putting these things into action in a nation where we're supposedly free, have constitutional rights, and they're going to eliminate those rights of freedom in the country? 10, religious liberty and big tech. Americans will be free to welcome God into all aspects of our lives. The question becomes, Mr. Scott, which God? Whose God? We live in a nation that says all religious beliefs are welcome. That's what people fought wars for, freedom. And now you're going to take that away? You know. And we will stop all government efforts to deny our religious freedom and freedom of speech. The Democrat Party and their big tech allies are not merely secular. They have virtually created a new religion of wokeness that is increasingly hostile towards people of faith, particularly Christians and Jews. They are determined to drive all mention of God out of public view. We will not be silenced, canceled, or told what works what words to use by the politically correct crowd. Let me see. So Muslims, Hindus, agnostics, and all of the other different religions that exist in the world that are all here in this country. And so Rick Scott chooses Christianity and Judaism as the only two that he would say basically are welcomed in this country. That's a sign of where Republicans are headed if they get back in control over the society. You got to think long and hard, because this is what the plans of the future are for this country if Republicans regain control. America first. We are Americans, not globalists. Then if we are Americans, not globalists, then explain to me why we've taken the jobs out of this country. And we've lost the middle class because corporations have moved the businesses all over the world. We are globalists. And let's stop lying about it. We are the number one globalist in the world. America will be dependent on no other country. Oh, the four Americans who make up 4% of the global population aren't going to be engaged with any other 96% of the globe. We are going to be encapsulated again just in America. We will conduct no trade that takes away jobs or displaces American workers. What is he talking about? It is the American corporation that took the jobs away. It is the American corporations that are waxing rich overseas for cheap labor. Either he's ignorant or he just is misleading people who don't know any better. You know, I'm going to read that again. We will conduct no trade that takes away jobs or displaces American workers. It's already been done. Countries who oppose us at the UN will get zero financial help from us. So we're dictators. The very thing we accuse Putin and others of, that's what we are. We will be energy independent and build supply chains that never rely on our adversaries. We will only help countries that are willing to defend themselves like Israel. Listen, we've got to go to a break. The phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. There's a reason why I've said many times before that the greatest enemy to our nation happened to be those folks like Rick Scott, these conservatives who are so over the edge that they have created enemies of the American people. Many people in this country who mistakenly believe that these people are speaking for them. Let me do this. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll continue the conversation. That's not the Ronald Reagan shining star on a hill. We'll be back.